For roughly 8 years, the television program Game of Thrones has enthralled viewers with its visionary blend of medieval politics, violent atrocities, and fantastic elements. Based on the award-winning and best-selling book series A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin, the television series is preparing to embark upon its eighth and final season. However, seemingly lost in the shuffle of the show's spectacle are the books themselves. You see, while Game of Thrones is coming to an end, the book series it was based upon, A Song of Ice and Fire, is far from finished. Author George R.R. Martin has yet to publish the sixth and seventh books in the series, thus meaning that book readers and show viewers have no idea what to expect in the upcoming season. Some, who have been following the series since the mid-1990s, don't believe that this sixth book is ever going to arrive, and that we book readers, much like the characters in the series, are destined for a never-ending winter hellscape in which our answers are never addressed and our plot holes remain as rounded as ever. This is the story of the Winds of Winter. In August of 1996, author and screenplay writer George R.R. Martin published the first book in the Song of Ice and Fire series, titled A Game of Thrones. The series was a nearly instant success, coming out at a time in which audiences craved new and bold fantasy adventures. The first book led to numerous awards and accolades for author George R.R. Martin, including the 1997 Locus Award for Best Fantasy Novel, the 1997 Hugo Award for Best Novella, and nominations for Best Novel at the Nebula Awards and World Fantasy Awards. At the time, Martin explained that this book was just the first of a trilogy, which would bear true over the next handful of years. In 1999, the second book in the series was published, titled A Clash of Kings. This was followed the following November by the third book in the series, A Storm of Swords. However, by the time these two novels were published, the scope of the story had changed significantly, and Martin explained that the series was no longer a trilogy. Rather, it was two trilogies which were somewhat connected at the hip. The fourth book, which Martin had yet to release any details about, was going to take place sometime later than the other three. It was going to feature many of the same characters, but was going to include a bunch of new storylines, themes, etc. It took roughly half a decade for the second trilogy to begin to come to fruition, and when it did, readers were surprised at the beginning of this new chapter in the tale. When A Feast for Crows was published in 2005, it lacked many of the main characters that readers had come to love, namely Daenerys Targaryen, Jon Snow, Tyrion Lannister, and more. It put the focus on more tertiary characters, but promised that the characters everyone had grown to love would return the next year, when the fifth book in the series would be published. As you can imagine, that was not going to happen. Months would continue to pass without any semblance of the fifth book. Tentatively titled A Dance with Dragons, the book was going to provide readers with information about some of their favorite characters, and provide the next necessary stepping stone in the story. However, it soon became clear that George R.R. Martin's self-imposed deadline, which claimed the book would be published by the end of 2006, was not going to happen. Then, 2007 came around, and it had still not been published. At around this point, it was announced that production on a television adaptation had begun, which would not see the light of day for another 4 years. Through that entire span, book readers also continued to wait. 2008, 2009, and 2010 passed without any real sense of optimism. Then, in April of 2011, the same month in which the television show was set to debut, George R.R. Martin and his publisher announced that the fifth book in the series was ready to publish. When it did, just a few months later, it finally provided patient readers with some new stories for the series' most adored characters, which they had been waiting on for more than a decade. Seriously, nobody had heard from Daenerys, Tyrion, Jon, Bran, Barristan, Stannis, Davos, or Theon since at least the year 2000. It was now 2011, and many of those characters' fates were undetermined at the end of A Dance with Dragons. In fact, the books ended in a number of nefarious cliffhangers, with some characters' lives hanging in the balance. Thankfully, author George R.R. Martin seemed pretty optimistic about the future publications in the series. He estimated a roughly 3-year window for the next book to be published, stating that the streamlined plot threads would allow for a quicker turnaround, but seemed to damper any optimism with this line from a 2011 interview. Quote, 3 years from now when I'm sitting on 1,800 pages of manuscript with no end in sight, who the hell knows? Since 2011, the television program based on his books, titled after the debut novel, Game of Thrones, has become one of the most popular television shows in history. Now entering its 8th and final season, the show has notoriously run farther than George R.R. Martin's own books. When the show started in 2011, it was estimated that Martin would be able to finish the final 2 books in his series by the time it wrapped. That timeline gave him roughly 3 years to finish each book, and would allow him, and the showrunners, to create enough runway for the show to follow the same exact storylines. However, it soon became clear that 3 years was much too generous of an estimate for the 6th book in the series, which had been titled The Winds of Winter. By 2014, the TV show was a juggernaut, but there was still no information on the next book in the series. Martin himself claimed that many chapters of the book had already been written. Some of these were chapters taken from the end of the 5th book, meant to provide the 6th book with an explosive opening. By October of 2012, Martin estimated that he had roughly 400 pages already written, a claim he doubled down on in April of 2013, when he guessed that he had roughly a quarter of the book finished. However, it was becoming clear that his roughly 3-year window was looking less and less likely with each passing day. By the end of that year, the fanbase that had followed along with George R.R. Martin's publication estimates for years began to grow tired of his constant guesses. It was now looking like another 5-plus-year wait was in store for the series, but some, like best-selling author Neil Gaiman, insisted that George R.R. Martin was, quote, not our bitch. Here's Gaiman at the 2013 San Diego Comic-Con, along with George R.R. Martin, who smashes the instruments of the band Paul and Storm. Together, they both insist that Martin is not, well, listen for yourself.
Okay, Paul, Storm, George R.R. Martin is what?
He's not a bitch.
I can't hear you.
He's not our bitch.
In the years since the publication of the 5th book, back in 2011, interest in the story of ice zombies and dragon queens has climbed to an all-time high. As you are undoubtedly already aware, the show is preparing to embark upon its 8th and final season, having passed the story from the books long ago. While the absence of any book material has changed the course of the show somewhat, showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss insist that certain key elements remain the same, key elements they have learned from a countless number of conversations with George R.R. Martin himself. However, many continue to yearn for the day they can read the intended ending from the author himself. He has remained coy about how far along he is in The Winds of Winter, insisting in 2015, 2016, and 2017 that his work was coming to an end. In 2018, though, he seemed much less optimistic, claiming that he was still months away from finishing the book. Here he is just a few months ago, where he basically says the same thing in an interview with John Hodgman.
Well, I brought up elephants because I want to talk about the elephant in the room. I'm just going to ask this, how's Winds of Winter going? Just to get it out of the way respectfully. Then no one will be thinking
well,
about
it's,
it.
Well, it's, this may shock some of you to hear, but it's late. I was supposed to finish it a few years ago, but, you know, they keep distracting me with things. But I'm working on it. I, you know, one I try not to look at the big picture ever on all of the things.
No.
Because then it becomes incredibly intimidating. I try to say, I'm going to get up today, and I'm going to write a couple pages. That's the, you know, one page at a time, one sentence at a time, one word at a time. That's all you can look beyond. If you look at, oh, God, I have thousands of more pages to write, and they have to be great, or everybody's going to be mad at me, then it becomes very intimidating. But, you know, Winds of Winter is still there. You
winter
know,
is
at,
coming.
At one point, I was having a huge pressure on myself to try to keep ahead of the show, and I failed. And when I recognized that I had lost that battle, I don't know. So yeah, now the show show is going on, and the show is going to wind up where it is, and we're developing five new shows. And meanwhile, I'm going to finish Winds of Winter, and then after that, Dream of Spring, just as I intended to do.
And I don't want to dwell on this because we're here to talk about Fire and Blood, which is an incredible creation. But I just, like, what you've described of having your work be outpaced by the medium that's adapting it to film or television, while the author is still with us and vibrant and in incredible good health, by the way. I partied with him on his birthday. Some of you may have seen on my Instagram account when I was partying with George R. R. Martin on his birthday. He's got a special bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey called White Walker, which he did not open for me. Anyway, but it's kind of unprecedented, I think, in creative endeavors, and it must be a very complex set of feelings to have the story go on and yet have to finish it yourself. I mean, as someone who has struggled to write four books of about 200 pages each, I can't imagine what it is. And I would think to myself, it must be so difficult for him to sit down. Of course, it's going to take extra time. And then I learned, oh, he's got another book coming out about the prehistory of Westeros, and it's 800 pages. Okay, I guess it's easier than I thought.
Well, and I mean, I wouldn't say any writing is easy. I mean, I've struggled, throughout my life, going back to, when I was a high school kid writing superhero stories for comic book fanzines, up to the short stories that I wrote in the 70s, my first novels. All writing has its challenges. It's never easy, but some things are easier than others. Fire and Blood, which is not a traditional novel, but is an imaginary history. Despite the fact that it covers like 150 years and literally has a cast of thousands, is relatively straightforward. I mean, it's one story, and it's, okay, here's what happened in the year 97, and then here's what happened in the year 98, and here's what happened in the year 99. The novels are much more complicated. In essence, they're really not, they're like 8, 9, 10 novels that are woven together. I mean, at this point, each of my main viewpoint characters is on a different continent, surrounded by a different supporting cast of people, and the timelines all have to be woven together to be, number one, logically consistent to the passage of time, but also for dramatic purposes. Certain things should follow other things, and it's a more complex task, and therefore it takes longer. In the words of the immortal Super Chicken, I knew the job was dangerous when I took it. So there I am, and one page at a time.
Some believe that we are likely never going to see the book, as we are now quickly approaching a decade since the last work was published, A Dance with Dragons, which was released in July of 2011. Since then, George R. R. Martin has worked on the TV series Game of Thrones, published a number of Game of Thrones collections, both novellas and world-building encyclopedic works, as well as collaborated on a number of other editing and short story works. He is even helping brainstorm and produce at least one Game of Thrones spin-off, titled The Long Night, which is set to begin filming after this final season of Thrones airs. However, seemingly lost in that shuffle is the book that we have all been waiting on, The Winds of Winter. I honestly do not envy George R. R. Martin for the harassment and borderline abuse he has received over the last several years, but I would be lying if I said that I had not already gone through the multiple steps of the grieving process when it came to the written works of his series. Denial over the fact that The Winds of Winter would ever be published. Anger with George R. R. Martin for not writing quickly enough. Bargaining with myself, and trying to believe that there was some kind of hope on the horizon. Depression, when I realized that the show would tell the ending of the series before I ever got to read it, perhaps in a less than satisfying way. And finally, acceptance, where I am now, where I can enjoy both the books and the show, and any reminder that The Winds of Winter is real is a godsend. As of this episode's recording, it remains unknown whether The Winds of Winter is a real book or just a figment of our collective imagination. However, I remain hopeful that we'll get to read it before the sun collapses in on itself and we end up living in a winter hellscape just like the others, aka the White Walkers. Until we learn more information, the story of The Winds of Winter remains unresolved. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone.